You singing in the microphone? Ellie was meeting all the physical, developmental milestones on or before the time that the experts laid their timetables. But all the emotional cues and things like if you're playing peekaboos and eyes crossing, looking at her, that just didn't seem to be quite right.
In what sense?
She didn't seem to be engaging as much as, for instance, my niece, who's a few months younger than Ellie.
What's it like to get that diagnosis?
Whenever we first thought my heart just sank. It's only whenever I realised that it's not a life-ending disability, it's a life-changing disability, and it just means that we need to come into Ellie's world a wee bit. To be honest with you, it's a better world than what we live in. What comes after six?
Six.
After six?
Seven.
That's fantastic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's widely recognised that women and girls have been underdiagnosed. Why do you think that is?
Generally, girls can handle themselves better in social situations. Everything seems to be stereotypically male. The lack of having an intense interest in something, because Ellie is intensely, really, really intensely interested in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and in particular Tootles, the character, then people just see it as, oh, she's a young girl interested in Disney. Who do you love more, Daddy or Tootles?
Tootles.
In real life situations, she'll call Tootles when she's upset or annoyed or she wants help with something.
Tootles.
When I came in, Ellie was on the tablet. To the outside world looking in, you'd imagine that's just typical behaviour of a 7-year-old.
All her children will go on a vast range of things and look at a vast different amount of things on YouTube. Ellie will stick to the same repetitive things. She's looking at Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in different languages and sometimes she'll repeat the script they call scripting. She's repeating what she's hearing in different languages and it's kind of strange to hear that as well.
I couldn't do it, could you?
No, definitely couldn't, no matter how much I listen to something.
You have hit some hurdles, though. Playtime, for instance. Watching her walk through that door and out onto the street. Well, that was difficult, was it?
Ellie just started this summer, going out to the street and playing with all her children. It was a very overwhelming emotional time for me. Like any parent, she's my daughter, I don't want her going out into the world and hurting herself. But it was the first time that people have ever knocked on and asked, is Ellie coming out? So for me, it was great to see that. But I leave my front door open still, so Ellie, I can still hear everything that's happening and watch it. I suppose they would say that am I overprotective? 100%.
Is it other people's perception that they won't understand? You know, that they won't understand autism?
I think it's a combination of Ellie's very vulnerable. She doesn't understand a lot of things that's happening, although she's got a great level of understanding of all things, but she doesn't understand how to play with other people. So although, as a parent, I'm watching her, I'm still saying she's playing with people. She's not, she's just playing alongside them. But it's still great to see. What's wrong with
you? You have a young baby now. Yeah. The baby is 3 months.
Yeah.
Also a girl. You noticed the differences, didn't you?
Paige is very engaging with me. She's looking for you.
She's 3 months.
I know she's 3 months. This is what's amazing. But like I can notice it. She turns when I walk in and she hears my voice. Her wee head turns around to try and find you. Whereas Ellie wouldn't have really done that.
If there are parents out there listening today, how important is it if they spot the signs in their child, in their daughter, how important is it for them to get the appropriate help that they will need?
I think it's critical for a child to have early intervention. Even if you have any slightest doubt, no matter what it is, just go to your doctor.
Could the government or the health service or professionals, could they do more to help people like you?
100% now. Definitely, they need to be looking at a proper strategic approach and implementing it. We already have an Autism Act here. They just haven't implemented any of it, which is very, very disappointing to see and hear whenever we've got people who we vote and elect on the government. They represent us as the people.
Do you think services here are inadequate?
100%.